Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhouseonline.com.au.
Well, the world has watched in fascination and indeed suspense over the past month as the rescue mission to save 33 men trapped in a Chilean copper mine has unfolded. The story has shone a light on not only the dangers of mining and the stress that miners work under, but also the human side of the industry. It's been a reminder that beneath those rough, tough exteriors of the mining workforce are actually individuals of great worth, each with their own individual story to tell. Richard Fortune started working alongside many of these roughest and toughest types some years ago, and he's the founder of Out of the Pit, a Christian organization working to bring a message of hope to the mining world, and he's dropped by for a chat. Richard, welcome to Open House.
Thanks for having me in the studio, Sheridan.
You've been around everywhere, haven't you? You've worked in Peru and...
Not everywhere, but I've been in a few places.
Yeah, yeah. So Peru, you were mining in Peru?
Peru, and then I'll just maybe share a little bit of my story. So I started as a mining engineer and spent a bit of time in Peru and Queensland, and then I worked in the coal fields in Queensland and... in New South Wales, and so I've seen a little bit of the industry, but not a whole lot.
So you've experienced it, and you would have seen then the needs, and I guess just the simple mining scene, you know, the Kalgoorlie scene or whatever it might be, the classic images that come to mind as to what a miner's life is all about. I mean, to what degree are they stereotypes, and to what degree are they just, you know, there's the beer and there's the brawls and there's the brothels, you know what I mean?
Yeah, look, it's interesting because having worked in a couple of different locations, I think there's some common themes there, and, you know, one of them is it's quite a male-dominated industry, and you get, you know, a lot of the, vices and some of the, great things that come with that. There's a real sense of camaraderie, you know, guys playing with big trucks in the sand pit. And then there's...
What guy wouldn't want to play with that now and then?
It's my dream growing up, but, you know, as a little kid, and I thought, you know, if only I can get paid to do that. You know, it's quite interesting, you know, going across to Kalgoorlie and seeing the town over there and the way that that's kind of developed, and it's actually quite a thriving metropolis over there. Well, by country standards, they've got a 747 runway there. They've got a town of about 30,000, I think, now. So
it's changed from what it used to be, hasn't it?
I think it has. Yeah. Look, yeah. I've been to Kalgoorlie a few times now. Look, only in the, you know, probably the last 5 years, but even in that time I've seen it change.
So tell me about the experience that then led you to start Out of the Pit, so that you could actually be there as a Christian presence in the mines and also help walk alongside people of faith who are in the mines and I guess wanting to be faithful to their faith, you know, wanting to be faithful to the God that they worship, to Jesus who they follow. What was the turning point for you when you realized I think I need to pull something together here?
Yeah, look, finished uni about 10 years ago, and I'd grown up as a city boy, I'd moved up to a little country town in Queensland, and I found it quite an alien experience to me, and I found myself with a lot of challenges that I wasn't prepared for. Now, I'd actually come into a personal relationship with Jesus at uni, and decided to follow him, and in that environment I found it quite tough to do that, and it came up against quite a lot of opposition.
In the university scene? Yeah.
Yeah, look, no, I think the uni scene, you know, we had quite a good little group there, and we kept each other quite encouraged, and when I moved up to Queensland and I started as a mining engineer in this little town.
You left all of that behind.
About 1,000. Yeah, I left all that behind. Now, I went up with a couple of friends who also, you know, made a commitment to follow Jesus at that time. And it was interesting, you know, a couple of those guys decided not to go to church for that period of time while they were up there. And I found a little church that was a little bit different to what I was used to. It was probably a little bit more of a vibrant expression of faith than I was used to. But I decided, you know, I'm going to learn a bit from this, and so I stuck it out. And I actually came out the end of that year up in Queensland, amazingly, changed in my faith, and I'd learned a whole lot. And the other guys that decided not to go to church, I think they found that they at the end of that time that I think they felt a bit discouraged, and one of them for a period of time anyway sort of gave up his faith.
So rather than rely on the local churches, what does Out of the Pit then seek to do? You know, why, if you're able to find a church, those guys chose not to go to the same church, you know, why Out of the Pit?
Yeah, look, the idea came around because we recognised that local church wasn't quite connecting to or perhaps relating to guys in the industry.
Is that right?
That effectively.
Well, that's interesting, because actually last week we were just talking about the fact that, you know, sometimes the male experience for church is actually a bit of a challenge anyway,
that's
in
right.
general, let alone, I guess, for this subculture, which really is what it is, of minors.
Yeah, look, and I want to be, you know, really careful here not to criticise in any way church pastors, because God knows that their job is very, very difficult. What we seek to do is actually work with church pastors and alongside churches and give them the tools and perhaps the understanding of that culture to reach people on mine sites, to connect them into a community, to combat some of these vices, I guess, in the mining industry. We're not talking vices. I guess one of the hardest things about the industry is the alienation that people sometimes feel. Being such a male-dominated industry, I think we can, as men, sometimes hide a lot of what's going on in our life. We can sometimes think that it's a sign of weakness to call on help when you need it. We can hide the brokenness and the hurt that's going on in our life with a whole heap of masking symptoms, like some of the things that I experienced and, you know, it touched my life personally. Alcohol and drugs and pornography, and you know, these are some of the things that guys struggle with out there, and they don't talk about. And I think if there's a forum for guys to do that, and a safe forum, it's most likely to be in a church. Not always, but I think a church is a great forum for that to happen, and a great way for church to connect with industry.
Richard Fortune is the founder of Out of the Pit. It's an organisation that's seeking to help those in the mining towns and in the mining industry to, if they're Christians, to kind of keep on going strong in their faith. And also there's an element of reaching out there to those who are kind of looking for something more. You're talking about that isolation then, and then that kind of sense that we just kind of, as men, we can tend to do it anyway, let alone if you then set out in a mining town where often it's isolated by its very region, and then you're just stuck with a whole bunch of other blokes and none of us really sharing it at a very, very deepest level. So what do you do with these Out of the Pit groups? I mean, how do you facilitate then guys starting to open up and share about what's really going on for them inside?
Well, that's a really good question. I think that's something we're still trying to work out. And the ministry itself is still in its very early stages. It's still fairly embryonic. Now, we recognise that the first battle, I think, is to get Christians actually wearing their faith on their sleeve and actually being open about their faith, so that
that would be a challenge, I guess, because it's a pretty rough field in many ways, isn't it?
That's right. Look, I experienced two traps personally that I fell into. One was what I call the sort of fortress approach, where you put up a fortress and you sort of lob grenades from behind the fortress at the guys, you know, throw out the odd sort of Bible verse to show them that they're all wrong. And I worked out that that's, you know, not the most sort of loving way to go about things. And then the second approach, which is the undercover approach, doesn't work either, because you find yourself going so deep undercover that you want to fit in and go along with what everyone else is doing, which, you know, there's some traps there too.
So what's the third way?
Well, the third way, still trying to work it out. You know, I think the third way is that you stay connected with a group of people that can encourage you in what you believe and help you to keep going. And that then allows you to get out and have the confidence to talk to people in love and share the truth with them at the same time. Now, anyone who's sort of got that formula perfect,
you can give us a call and pass it on.
Perhaps Jesus himself.
That's right. I mean, the fact is that you're working this out then in the midst of this, though. I mean, you're in the process of working it out. 5 years on or so after you've, you know, found it out of the pit, what stories of encouragement can you share? I mean, what's happening that keeps you going with what you're doing?
Yeah, look, I think some of the most encouraging stories that I hear are when guys find each other through the website, or they come across. We for a period of time there, we were giving the guys stickers to stick on their hard hats. Miners love sticking things on their hard hats. They're not allowed to anymore. But guys come across these stickers and ask other guys what that was about, and then they can share their faith. There's been a couple of stories now of guys who've located each other on mine sites through website, which has got a database of believers and churches connected to it. And I think that sort of gave them enough courage then to actually go around being open as Christians.
Fantastic. So how many mines are you now kind of working in or around?
Well, this is the really difficult thing about the ministry, because it's geographically dispersed. So what we say out of the pit is not a ministry itself, but a tool to facilitate ministry. And so we have a number of people in the network who we've nominated to be regional leaders of this ministry, and they then become the contact for people in the network. What we're encouraging local churches to do, especially those that are in mining towns or those that have a lot of fly-in, fly-out mining workers, to actually use the website and the media on the website as a tool to reach out to people on mine sites. They might host an event, for instance, for a men's event, and then we can then market that event to the network.
Okay, good. And you've got a conference coming up in Kalgoorlie, and we don't actually broadcast to WA, but live anyway. You're actually drawing people from around Australia to actually be a part of that conference?
That's right. Now, most of the guys and girls are going to come from Western Australia for this conference, just the tyranny of distance. But we had our first conference actually in Sydney last year, and we had close to 100 come to that. And this year we're hoping because WA is a huge mining centre, that we're going to get a whole heap of people come from not only WA but around Australia. We've even got people in Indonesia and Papua New Guinea and even further afield than that. So
you're really branching out. I mean, you're tapping into a need there, and then there's a whole bunch of people that are starting to kind of flock to you. Just before we let you go, have you heard anything about what's happening with the Chilean miners in terms of this kind of work that you're doing? Is there something similar being offered to those guys over there?
Yeah, look, one of the ministries that we've been promoting is called the International Miners Mission, and they're a sister ministry in a lot of ways, and they're looking to reach third world miners. Now, they've actually got, I understand, a pastor who's on the ground there at that mine site in Chile, and I think they've actually lowered some Bibles down the hole for those guys, and there's going to be plenty of time for them to read those.
That's right. So do you have any idea as to what they'd be going through when they're stuck, you know, all those kilometres down under the earth?
The closest I've come to that situation is having my lamp go out underground and having to wait for someone to come and get me, and I only needed to wait for an hour. But It was very, very dark. In fact, pitch black. It puts a new definition to pitch black.
I'd imagine.
And you feel quite helpless, and you our perceived control. I guess that we think that we have all of that disappears very quickly, and it's just a really a waiting game. So I can hardly imagine what they're going through, but that's about as close as
close it would come. Wow. Yeah. Okay. Well, all the best with the conference, Water in the Desert Conference in Kalgoorlie, drawing people from everywhere, most likely from the majority from WA. And outofthepit.org is your website, hey?
That's the right.
Connection point.
So, www.outofthepit.org. And the conference is on the 15th and 16th of October in Kalgoorlie.
Okay. Good to meet you.
Thank you very much, Sheridan.
Richard Fortune, who is the founder of the Out of the Pit organization. Fascinating stuff, hey?
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology. To hear more from Open House, visit openhouseonline.com.au.